For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
80 degrees right now in Jacksonville. WOKV News time on this Friday, 9:39. For the first time since he was president, former President Donald Trump spent Thursday on Capitol Hill trying to unify congressional Republicans and looking ahead to a possible second term. WOKV's Samantha Manning joins us in Washington. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning, Christine.
Good morning. Tell us a little bit more about some of those closed door meetings that we heard about.
Yeah, so this was a big deal. This was the first time former President Trump appeared on Capitol Hill since the January 6th, 2021 U.S. Capitol riot. And lawmakers who were inside the meeting said it lasted over an hour. Now, GOP sources inside the room were saying that the former president aired grievances about his legal and electoral challenges. He even attacked some of his critics in the room, and he did briefly talk about policy matters like abortion and taxes. He also reportedly criticized the Justice Department and claimed, you know, the federal government is being weaponized. But really, some of the biggest surprises that came from this meeting were the signs of support from Republicans who have been really big critics of the former president, particularly Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. After January 6th, he was a big critic of the former president and reportedly had not spoken with him since until yesterday. And apparently during a Senate lunch yesterday, he had sat beside the former president and the two even shook hands. So that was really a notable moment from this meeting. You know, other things to note, Speaker Mike Johnson said after meeting, the former president told him that he was doing a very good job. And more than half of the Republican Senate conference stood with the former president as he briefly spoke to reporters afterwards. So it was really showing a sign of support from the Republican conference for the former president.
And Samantha, as the potential future president, he would be the oldest president turning 78. Is it true Republicans presented him with a birthday cake?
Right. So the senators brought out a birthday cake with an American flag on it, because you're right, today's his 78th birthday. And if he does win in November, he will become the oldest president ever inaugurated. You know, President Biden, who's currently that record holder, if he were to win again, he would be 82 at his second inauguration. So certainly both candidates competing for that role right now, oldest president.
And certainly age not as much a factor as it may have been years ago, but still pretty much a significant issue in this election cycle.
Absolutely, especially when it comes to President Biden. You know, his cognitive abilities, his age, that is a huge issue for voters, apparently much more than it seems to be with former President Trump, even though they're only a few years apart.
Well, we will see how this all plays out. Samantha Manning in Washington, thank you so much for joining us.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Grainger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.